Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Yevamis, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Bas Yisrael, daughter of Yisrael, Shenisa Lekayin that was married to a Kayin. Umes, and the Kayin dies. V'hinicha Miyuberes. And she is Miyuberes, she is expecting a baby. There are other sons. Zakt the Mishnah, Lo Yoichlu Avedel Betruma. Her Avodim cannot eat Truma. Why not? You told me in the previous Mishnah that sometimes Avadim can eat Truma. Zakt the Mishnah, the problem is the unborn child. And they chelkoi shel uber, because of the chelik of the baby that's still in the mother. Let's say the mother was not expecting a child. So the Avadim, again we're talking about Sain Barzal Avadim, where the wife gives it over to the father. The Avadim go over to the sons, the Yashinim. And the sons of the Kayin obviously are Kayanim. So there's no problem. So the Avadim can eat Truma. The problem here is that this unborn child is also entitled to a part of the Yerusha. And until he's actually born, there are shitas that hold that the unborn child is not a Kayin yet. He's only a Kayin after he's born. And that's the reason that the Avadim cannot eat Truma, because they're partially owned by this unborn child. And the ruler Sheha Uber, the unborn child, Poisel, the Einoi Machel, Divir Rabbi Yossi. Let's explain what this means. Let's reverse the case. Let's say we have a Bas Kayin. Aaron's daughter marries a Yisrael. She can't eat Truma. Once she gets married, she can't eat Truma. If that Yisrael dies, she goes back to her father's house and she could eat Truma. But if she has children, then she's like always connected to that Yisrael and she'll never be able to eat Truma when those children are alive. Now, what if Aaron's daughter, the Bas Kayin, marries Yisrael, the Yisrael dies and she's expecting a baby? That unborn baby is going to prevent her from going back to her father's house and eating truma. That's what it means, Sheha Uber, the unborn baby, Poisel. Even if there's no other child, she cannot eat truma. But on the other hand, Ve'enei Machl, if it's the other way around, if it's a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen, so now the halacha is the opposite. When she was a girl, she couldn't eat truma. When she's married to the Kohen, she can. The Kohen dies. So if she has children, she's connected to the Kohen, she can continue to eat truma. If she doesn't have children, she cannot eat truma. What about the unborn child? What if she's expecting a baby? Ve'enoi Machl. The unborn baby from the Kayin cannot make her eat Truma. The unborn baby passels her if she's a Bas Kayin to Yisrael, but it can't allow her to eat Truma if she's a Bas Yisrael married to a Kayin. Divir Rabbi Yossi is a Halt Rabbi Yossi. Amr Lois, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, Me'acher she'ha'ada tolanu el Bas Yisrael a-Kayin, you just told us Eidus, you just told us the Halach. That when a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kayin, and that Kayin dies, so her slaves that would normally be able to eat Truma because she was married to a Kayin, that Sain Barzal slaves, cannot eat Truma because she's expecting a baby. And that unborn baby is part owner. If that's the case, Af Bas Kayin Le Kayin, so even a Kayin's daughter who marries a Kayin, we never had this case before, a Kayin's daughter who married a Kayin, she's going from a family of Kehanim to a family of Kehanim. Umeis, let's say the Kayin dies, v'nicham yiberes, and she's left expecting a baby. Let's also say, lo yoichli avadeh b'truma, that her slaves can't eat truma, nechelke shalober, because of the chelik of the unborn child. L'maisa says about Tanur, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. So chazing over our Mishnah. A Bas Yisrael that married a Kayin and the Kayin died. And she was expecting a baby. Her Avadim cannot eat Truma because even if she has other sons, but the unborn baby has a Chelik in the Yerusha of the Avadim. And an unborn baby passels from eating Truma. That would be in the case of a Bas Kayin who marries a Yisrael. If she's expecting a baby, she can't eat Truma. She doesn't return to her father's house. But on the other hand, Ve'enoi Machl, she's a bas Yisrael to a kayan, and the kayan dies, the unborn baby does not allow her still to eat truma. So the Chachamim said that according to that, even if she's a bas kayan married to a kayan, and she's expecting a baby, the unborn baby should prevent her from eating truma. So basically, the Gemara says that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yaisi. They hold that the unborn baby has no chelik in the avodah. Yerusha only starts after you're born, not before you're born. So before this baby is born, we don't say, well, he's not a kayan yet. And he has a chelik in the avodim, so the avodim are partially owned by a non-kayan. They can't eat truma. We don't say that. Because he does not have a chelik in the avodim, say the chacham, until he's born. And once he's born, he's a kayan. And the halacha is like the chachamim. So lemaisa, whether the almona is a bas kayan or she's not a bas kayan, the unborn child would not aser the avodim from eating truma, and that's how the Rambam paskins. If you want, you can take a look here at the Taisis Yamtiv, and you'll see he brings different shittos about this, exactly what the Chachamim hold.